The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome all viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program The Challenges of Youth Yes, in this program we discuss various challenges that especially the youth do face And we focus on Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges as well. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And for today, we have a wonderful topic of discussion and a very important topic of discussion. So you please do stay tuned throughout this program and let's all learn together. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before we get into our topic, let us first motivate ourselves to recite salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is one of the beautiful ways of us growing our love for our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are so many benefits that we receive when we do recite salawat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who recites salawat upon me once, Allah azza wa jal showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. And then the one who recites salawat 10 times, Allah azza wa jal showers 100 mercies upon him. And the one who recites salawat 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal lets it be written between that person's eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and from the hellfire. And Allah Azza wa Jal will keep that person with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, what a huge benefit for us reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And really speaking, 100 salawat is not a daunting task. It's not difficult to recite 100 salawat. It just takes a few minutes that we have to set some time aside during our day and recite salawat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah azza wa jal, you'll feel your love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam growing. You'll feel your motivation towards acting upon his blessed sunnah, inshallah azza wa jal. And this will draw us closer and closer to success in this world and the next Inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Khataman Nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now for today's topic of discussion, very important topic of discussion, respect. Yes, respect. The secret to successful relationships. Respect. The secret to successful relationships. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm sure you are also waiting for us to go into this topic. But before we go any further, let's first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of your beloved, my beloved, the universal beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rejuvenate our spirit, strengthen our iman and strengthen our bond with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and create more of a yearning for us. To visit the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay tuned, enjoy this kalam. And inshallah azza wa jal, after this kalam, we'll be back with our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. کوئی یوسف سے پوچھے مصطفیٰ کا حسن کیسا ہے اے جلوہ جانانا اے جلوہ جانانا آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے جلوائے جانانا
جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے، جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے، ہر دل بنے میں خانہ، ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ، ہر دل بنے میں خانہ، میں خانہ، ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ،
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ،
پروانہ،
تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا،
گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا، مر مر کے اسے پایا، گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا، مر مر کے اسے پایا، چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانانا، چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانانا،
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ،
پروانہ،
تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا،
جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا، پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا، کھاتے دانا ہے تیرا دانا، پانی ہے تیرا پانی، ہاں پانی، دانا ہے تیرا دانا،
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ،
پروانہ،
تو جلوائے جانانا،
ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، ہر پھول میں بو تیری، ہر شمع میں ذو تیری، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ، بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل، ہاں بلبل، پروانہ ہے پروانہ،
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوائے جانانا،
اے جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا، وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ، وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ، وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ، وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ، اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ، اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ۔
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوہ جانانا۔
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ، تا حشر رہے روشن، ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ۔
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے، اے جلوہ جانانا،
اے جلوہ جانانا، اے جلوہ جانانا۔
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm sure you enjoy that. We all do enjoy listening to kalam in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we love so dearly. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for placing in our hearts love for his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we're going to discuss our topic of discussion for today, and yes, that is respect, the secret to successful relationships. Alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate that our blessed deen, our beautiful deen of Islam, has not left any stone unturned. In simple words, Islam has guided us in every walk of life, in every field, in every aspect, in each characteristic. Islam has guided us as to how it is that a Muslim should be. How should we be to be good human beings? How should we be to be good servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And with regards to our dealings with others as well, Islam has guided us. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought such amazing guidance that if we follow that guidance, we will be successful in our relationships, in our dealings with those around us. In fact, people will desire our company and not desire to run away from us. Alhamdulillah, we have that beautiful deen of Islam to guide us through every walk of life. And among the guidances that Islam gives us when we are dealing with people is that we should be respectful. Yes, that we should be respectful. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, that respect is emphasized further with regards to our dealings with certain people, and it is emphasized overall with regards to our dealings with everyone. Now the first and foremost people that we ought to respect in our lives, yes, firstly, we must respect our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and Allah Azza wa Jal's pious servants. And amongst the people that we meet in our day-to-day lives, the most important people for us to show our respect, our service to, are our parents. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. This is established in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us towards this as well, that we should be kind to them, we should show ihsan towards our parents, that we should honor them. that we should speak to them well, that we shouldn't hurt them, we shouldn't say anything or do anything that harms our parents in any way. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal has taught us in the Holy Quran that we cannot even say uff to our parents. Yes, we cannot even say uff. And uff is said in the Arabic language. In other languages, it might be something different. Sometimes, like in the English language, they might just be a click of the tongue. That sort of gesture that just shows an annoyance. Even this much, we are not allowed to do at all with regards to our parents. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they are those beings that were the sabab, they were the cause of us coming into the world, or they were the means of us coming into the world. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and Allah Azza wa Jal has made it incumbent upon us as human beings that we must respect them, we must show them honor, we must show them dignity, and in us respecting them, in us pleasing them, in us obeying them, is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal for us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. When we respect our parents, whether it be our mothers or our fathers, Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal opens the doors of His mercy for us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. There are various ahadith regarding this, how our parents are our means to Jannah, that Jannah is at the feet of our mothers, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and that the father is the middle door to Jannah. If one wants, he may lose it, and if he wants, he may keep it. Yes, so he must respect his father, he must respect his mother, he or she must respect and obey both of their parents, and Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that brings about immense mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal upon us. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for this great ni'mah of us being taught the beautiful Islamic value of respect. And then subhanallah azza wa jal, we are blessed also in the deen of Islam to respect others as well. Very importantly, the pious, the elders, they must be respected. And when we do respect them, then too, we receive the mercy of Allah azza wa jal and forgiveness due to us respecting pious personalities. It's a beautiful waqi'ah of Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal radiyallahu ta'ala an, that once he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was making wudu at a stream. Yes, he was making wudu, performing ablution at a stream where there was a stream of water flowing, and he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was performing wudu. A young person had seen the Imam. So someone had seen the Imam performing wudu, and he also wanted to perform wudu. He was about to perform wudu whilst he was upstream, meaning he was at such a point that if he was to perform wudu, the leftover water of his wudu as it flows into the stream would then reach the Imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then he thought to himself that how is it that I am going to perform wudu upstream and my leftover water is going to reach this great Imam? This is against respect. This is against adab. And so this person then went all the way downstream past Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, such that he performed wudu downstream whilst Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was upstream, so that the leftover water from the wudu of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi would flow downstream towards him instead of his leftover water of wudu flowing down towards the Imam. And subhanallah azza wa jal, this became a means of forgiveness for this person. That someone saw him in a dream after he had passed on and asked, how is it that Allah azza wa jal has treated you? And this person said, I have been forgiven due to the respect that I've shown towards Allah azza wa jal's beloved servant, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah azza wa jal, look at the result of respecting the pious, of respecting those who are honorable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it brings about honor for us, it brings about forgiveness for us as well. And this is the advice that the ashab of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give us. Subhanallah azza wa jal, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he reports a beautiful hadith. He mentions that the young person who respects the elderly person because of his age, that just on that basis, just on the basis of that person being elder, so the young man respects the elderly person, or the young lady respects the elderly person because of their age, then Allah Azza wa Jal will increase that person's dignity through someone else. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you honor as well through others, that as you show respect towards the elderly, because they're elder than us, then Allah Azza wa Jal will make it such that people will respect you as well. And this was the way of our pious predecessors, that they would show an immense amount of respect to their elders, they would show an immense amount of respect to their parents, to their teachers, alhamdulillah. It's reported in Tafsir Ruhul Bayan that previously, in previous times, if a young person walked ahead of an elderly person, Allah Azza wa Jal made it such that the earth would swallow him. Allahu Akbar. That is how serious it was considered. And look at it in today's time. In today's time, it is unfortunate that this concept of respect is slowly fading away. And we're losing so much with it. Previously, children, youngsters, students would respect their teachers. And in today's time, illa mashallah, yes, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, there are various students that do still respect their teachers. But is it to the level that teachers would be respected previously? Unfortunately, we don't match that standard. We don't match that level. Sayyidi Al-Azhar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi taught us. He had told us about the respect that a student should have for their teacher. And what are those key points that he's given? He mentions that a student shouldn't initiate the conversation, the teacher should initiate the conversation. So he should remain silent till the teacher speaks. He shouldn't sit in the place of the teacher. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He shouldn't even walk ahead of his ustad. The student shouldn't walk ahead of his teacher. He should spend on his teacher generously. He should give them gifts. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. In fact, they have the greatest rights over us, especially those teachers that are teaching us ilm-e-deen. They have the greatest rights over us, that alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, they are conveying the message that Allah Azza wa Jal has sent through His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A student should remain humble in the court of his teacher. A student should not even knock at the door of his teacher, rather he should wait for his teacher to come out. And then he may speak to his teacher or ask his teacher for whatever it is that he wants. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What an amazing concept of respect our pious elders had. And it's so unfortunate that this beautiful concept of respect is slowly fading away. It's slowly fading away. In today's time, what is it that we see? A child comes home and is a little bit upset because the teacher scolded him or scolded her, or the teacher was a little bit harsh because of some work not done, or for some other reason. And what is it that the parents then tell the child once the child complains? What is it that the parents should be telling the child first? The parents should be telling the child that that is your teacher. Perhaps there was a misunderstanding, but always be respectful to your teacher. Always obey your teacher. Whenever your teacher commands you towards something that is permitted, that is good in Sharia, then you must obey your teacher. You should not speak badly to your teacher. You should not backchat your teacher. These are the lessons that parents are supposed to be giving. But in today's day and age, you and I know that what happens? The child comes home and complains, and the parent says, "How dare the teacher say such a thing to you? I will sort the teacher out. I will fix him. I will fix her. I will be there at the school or at the madrasa tomorrow morning, and you see what I'll do. I'll show them their place," etc., etc. If only we think for a moment, we ponder, what are we teaching our children? Are we teaching our children that that is your teacher, you should have adab and respect for your teacher? Or are we teaching our children that if my teacher dare say anything, then my father will fix that teacher, my mother will fix the teacher? The teacher should now teach the child whilst the teacher is in the state of fear that I have to be careful, otherwise the student is now going to bring harm towards me. Allahu Akbar. What are we teaching? What message are we giving towards our children? What message are we giving our children with regards to their asatidah? Even in the home, even within the household, we must be respectful. And Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat speaks of this in the Pious Deeds booklet as well. That even when you are addressing your spouse, have you addressed your spouse in a respectful way? Have you addressed the mother of your children in a respectful way? For Islamic sisters, have you addressed the father of your children in a respectful way? That you must deal with respect. You have to show respect to each other. Respect is that beautiful characteristic that grows mahabbah. It grows love. It grows relationships. It strengthens relationships. Sometimes people have this misconception. They think that in marriage, it's just love that is important. And that's all. Actually speaking, if there is no respect, that love also diminishes. Yes, it's correct. It is that way. That if there's no respect, the couple that loved each other very much will one day not want to look towards each other. They will one day not want each other's company. They will one day want to be separate from each other. Why? It is the lack of respect that breaks down relationships. Love is there, subhanAllah, but that love diminishes when the respect is no longer shown. And so, we must understand the importance of this characteristic, the importance of this beautiful manner of respect that Islam so much teaches us. That if you are respectful towards your spouse, subhanAllah, what is the result as well? Your spouse becomes respectful towards you. Alhamdulillah. When you respect others, people will then show you respect in return. And yes, if initially people are not showing us respect, what should we do? Should we then become disrespectful? No. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that أحسن إلى من أساء إليك. You be kind towards the one who is harsh towards you. You show kindness towards the one who is harsh upon you. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, if someone is harsh upon us, we should still show them respect. And if we respect them, and then they are harsh upon us, it doesn't matter. Show them respect again. Yes, they are supposed to be respecting us as well, on the basis of being respectful people. But if someone else does something wrong, does that mean that we must also do something wrong? The famous saying in English, that two wrongs don't make a right, isn't it? Two wrongs don't make a right. So if someone does something wrong, we still need to do the right. And as we respect each other, when you respect your spouse, what happens? Your children watch you. Yes, our children learn from that which they see. They learn from that which they see even more than they learn from that which they are told. And so, if your children constantly see you showing respect to your spouse, if your children constantly see their father showing respect towards their mother, they constantly see their mother showing respect towards their father, what do we think is going to be the result? They are going to show respect to each of their parents because that is what they see, that is how they grew up, that is what they learned. Therefore, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat teaches us that even speak respectfully to your children. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, yes, in the Urdu language, there are different ways of saying the word you. And the most respectful way is to say aap. And Amir Ahl Sunnat teaches us that use that even with children. But that's in the Urdu language. So within the English language, yes, you can watch your tone of voice. You can watch your facial expressions. You can watch your gestures as well. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, if you are going to show respect towards them, that is what they are going to learn. And when they learn that, what's going to be the result? They're going to show respect towards you. When they go to school and madrasa, they're going to show respect towards their teachers. You need to educate them, teach them that you need to show respect to each other as well. And subhanAllah, how will they learn that? By seeing us being respectful as well. And then they will show respect towards each other. And this grows the mahabbah. This grows the love. When you see your children respect each other, their love, their relationship is going to be strengthened. When you see spouses respecting each other, their relationship is going to be strengthened. And you are teaching people how to treat your spouse. You are teaching people how to treat your children. How are you teaching them? Because when you are respectful towards your children, the next person is going to realize that this person's parent or this child's parent is respectful towards him or her. Therefore, it means I also have to show respect when I am dealing with them. When you are dealing with your spouse respectfully, then your family members, others around you, they are watching and they will learn as well that this person deals with his or her spouse respectfully, and therefore when I deal with that person's spouse, I also need to be respectful. Why? Because disrespect is not welcome in this family. Disrespect is not welcome in this environment. You carry that relationship or that characteristic of respect into the workplace as well. That even if you have people who are working under you, you might be a supervisor, you might be a manager, you might be a director, you might be a CEO, whatever it be. But you treat everyone with respect. And when you treat everyone with respect, you realize everyone begins to love you. Yes, everyone begins to love you. Everyone sees you and they want to greet you. They want to shake your hand. They want to spend time in your company. They want to smile at you. They want to deal with you. Why? Because you have the characteristic of respect, which naturally every human being craves. Everyone wants to be respected. The key is that we need to be those who give that respect. And when we do that, inshallah, azza wa jal, we are going to build strong and successful relationships. That is the key to successful relationships. It is respect. the key to successful relationships. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with the tawfiq to act upon the good that we've learned. Amin bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.